Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 4th of December. Line on line, precept upon precept. The scriptures liken the word that establishes a hearer on the pathway of obedience to the dew of Hermon upon the mountains of Zion. Specifically, King David wrote, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore." The word of the Lord is ministered to us line upon line and precept upon precept. To those who have been delivered from bondage to their carnal projections, it leads to rest as they walk by the Spirit in the light of the Word and fulfill the obedience that Christ has learned for them and then priests to them. Declaring this principle, Isaiah said, "Whom will he teach knowledge, and whom will he make to understand the message? Those just weaned from milk? Those just drawn from the breasts?" For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue, he will speak to this people, to whom he said, "This is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing." Those who do not have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches will remain in bondage to their deluded self-image. Instead of embracing the loss of their reputation in the fellowship of Christ's humiliation as they walk in the light of the Word, they will strive to find themselves in some other way. Describing this response to the Word, the Lord said, "Yet they would not hear, but the Word of the Lord was to them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and caught." They remain in bondage to the law of sin and death. The references used in today's devotions are Psalm 133, verses 1 to 3, Isaiah chapter 28, verses 9 to 12, Isaiah chapter 28, verses 12 and 13, and Romans chapter 7, verse 23. For further study, Isaiah chapter 28.